Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Power of Patience. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, here's what we can check up on ourselves in Isaiah 40. Very familiar verse of scripture to many about waiting on the Lord. 40:31. And patience has to do with enduring through the passage of time, which includes waiting. They that wait on the Lord will get tired and worn out. They that wait on the Lord will get irritated because it's taking so long. Are you sure? They that wait on the Lord get exasperated and discouraged. Now what happens? If you're in faith and patience and you have hope, it's giving you joy. What does joy do for you? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, are you awake? I hope you're awake, because this is life-changing. What gives you hope? Let's back up again. What is hope? Joyous, confident expectation. I was expecting a submarine. Remember that? Why was I expecting a submarine? Because they told me on the back of the cereal box that if I would do this, they would send me a submarine. So I have faith in the words on the back of a cereal box. I'm persuaded. And because I have faith, I'm expecting something. And because I'm expecting something, I got peace. I'm not losing sleep that I'm not going to get a submarine. I'm excited that I'm getting a submarine. And if I'm excited, what does that do? It makes me more discouraged as every day goes by. No. I'm what? Something is quickening me. Something is renewing me. What's renewing me? My excitement. My joy is keeping me strong, and instead of wearing out, I'm picking up steam. Right? The closer I get to it, I'm thinking, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's got to be here, if not today, tomorrow. I mean, it's got to be close. So here's the test. If you're wearing out day by day, getting more weary day by day, you're not doing the right thing. You're thinking on the wrong things. You're talking the wrong things. Your faith is not being fed. And so your hope is not there and your joy is not there. Are you getting more weary every day, or are you being renewed day by day? They that wait on the Lord, what happens to them? They'll renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. Run and not be weary. Run and not be weary. Somebody say, not be weary. Not be weary. Not be weary. How can you just keep on going, and not wear out? Not get discouraged. Not want to quit every other day. How do you? Because you're believing. You're persuaded, and that gives you hope. And that makes you happy. Hallelujah. And that gives you strength. And that keeps you renewed. Come on, can you see that? And you know, even if it's years, that's just a few minutes God's time. I can do this. I can leave God. And so you don't quit, and you don't fail, and you don't faint. And that's the kind of man, that's the kind of woman, that while others mock and scoff and make excuses, they may laugh at you even, but in process of time, they'll quit laughing. Because things will happen. I said, things will happen. Don't try to shove your beliefs down people. If they're not ready, they're just not ready. You can be patient with them too. You can be in faith with them whether they like it or not. You can just smile at them and go, you'll get it one day. And they go, leave me alone. You can't get away from my prayer. You can't get away from my love. You'll get it one day. Well, I hate you. Well, I like you. Love is unconquerable. There's no defense against it. You can love people whether they like it or not, whether they want you to or not. And you can believe for them. Believe for them. And be patient and be perseverant. Oh, I'm so thankful. You know, so many good things have happened. I know grandmas and mamas and grandpas and prayed for folks and prayed for kids and grandkids when they're acting like heathen and running the wrong way, right? But they wouldn't give up on them. They wouldn't quit. They just kept on believing, kept on praying, and kept expecting. Yes. Kept expecting. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, if you got people in your family that's not going to live right, not going to believe God, they need somebody that is. Yes, like you. Yes, sir. And you can just keep praying and keep believing no matter what they do. And just smile. And even if they don't understand it, just say, you'll get it. Yeah. You'll get it. We're going to stay with it. They that wait upon the Lord, tell me what happens to them. They shall renew their strength. So this is not a picture of you believing God year after year and just getting weaker and more tired and more worn and say, I've been believing God for now on 40 years. It's been a long, hard way. No, no, you hadn't. Because if you really been believing God, I said, if you really been believing God, you'll be renewed. If you're getting weaker and more weary, you've been looking at the wrong thing. You've been thinking on the wrong thing. To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. You can't keep talking about the problem. You can't see your miracle looking at the problem. You can't see your healing looking at the disease. You can't see your provision looking at the pile of bills. You got to look to Him. Look into Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Keep talking about what He told you. He told me. With long life, He'd satisfy me and show me His salvation. So that's what I believe. If I can believe the back of a cereal box, I can believe that. Right? That's what I believe. And because I believe it, I'm expecting it. And because I'm expecting that, it makes me glad. It makes me happy. And that joy gives me strength. It quickens me. Hallelujah. And as I'm waiting on the Lord, I'm renewed. I'm renewed day by day. And instead of slowing down and getting draggy, I'm speeding up. I'm stepping up. Why? I'm closer than I've ever been to what I'm living for. No reason to be discouraged. Somebody say, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In closing, Ecclesiastes 7 says this. It says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Hallelujah. And the what? Patient. That's Ecclesiastes 7, 8. They'll put it up on the screen. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. You know it's true? I got two amens and a grunt. Better? Is it true or not?
Yes.
Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. You know what's better than wah, is when you leave here. To depart and be with Christ is, it's far better. To die is gain for the believer. And I've had an excitement welling in my spirit in recent months. We've been in the ministry now for over 30 years, which is 40 minutes? God time. Almost an hour. Soon be an hour in the ministry. And a lot of things that you look back now, you just didn't know. You were so green and getting started, and you had very little momentum. And I can look back now that this has been, we reached this, and then we reached this, and this has been built upon this, and this has been built upon this, and now I begin to see the Word Production Center, and I begin to see the potential and the outreach, and I am totally convinced we got exciting days in front of us. The end of our part of this is so much better than what we've seen good things and had good things, but if we knew the truth and believed the truth, would we be excited? Would we be we ought to be expecting a lot more than I was for that submarine, right? We ought to be expecting, and that joy would keep us up. But the moment you see you start dragging and you start getting whatever, another day, okay, all right, that means you're not believing. You've stopped your believing and you've stopped your expecting. And so if you're not believing for anything, you're not expecting anything, nothing's coming. Right. Nothing's headed your way. You get what you believe for. So you've heard us say it a lot of times, but can you see even stronger today when I say, how could you tell? You ever heard that before? Yeah. How could you tell if you were believing for this? Amen. How could you tell if you were in faith? What's the answer? Anybody know? You'd be excited about it, which is joy. You'd have joy. And would that joy help you out? It's the very thing you need. Your body needs it. Your liver needs it. Your kidneys need it. Your stomach needs it. Your head needs it. Come on, are you listening? Your joints need it. Every part of your being needs this strength that comes from supernatural joy. Hallelujah! And even if you've been dragging around, you get that working in you and you pep up, sonny boy. You step up, right? And you get the twinkle back in your eye. Hallelujah! And the spring back in your step, and the next thing you know, miracles start happening for you. God begins to show up. Things begin to happen. Happen for you that don't happen for everybody else. Why? Because they're still sad and it's still bad. No such thing as a grumpy believer. Do you know that? Because if you really were in faith, you'd have hope, expectation, and that would give you joy, and that joy would give you strength.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Power of Patience, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin our Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me